Do you want to get yourself out? I'll ring you
over. Now.
Yeah, take
you
her with you.
In the car, we're going to go for a little drive.
Yeah,
you'll
take
be safe
her,
in,
take
in,
her out.
Well,
take
you're safe with me. I'm not sure about on Bongo.
Yeah, you need your phone though, Nobule.
I've got my phone here.
Have you?
Oh, it's incoming call. Hello, is that?
Yeah, that's me. I think it's me. Hang on a sec. You keep that there. I'll speak to you. Can you hear me, Nobule?
I can hear you.
Right.
Sure.
Okay, Nobule, take her with you.
Come with Prudence. Come with me.
Can you hear me,
Nobule? Hold my hand.
Right, Nobule, stop. Nobule, stop there for a moment.
Stop there, okay.
I'm just going to explain what's happening here. Right.
Right, okay.
Down the studio.
We'll jump in the car then.
Okay, down the studio here we have the the world's or the Europe's fastest BMW M3, which is basically faster than any car you'll ever see in the street. It's 0-60 in 3.5 seconds. Now consider that a Ferrari, the fastest Ferrari, is 3.5 seconds. That's the £500,000 one, which is the Enzo. Your average Ferrari of £100,000, £150,000 will do 0-60 in 4.5 seconds, 4.2 if they're lucky. This is 3.5 seconds. It's 500 brake horsepower. It's an absolute monster of a car. And it's been done up by the world's leading BMW, these guys specialise in superchargers, but they're the world's leading BMW modifiers called CA Automotive. Now, they bought this car down this evening, and Nobule is about to be taken out for the scare of his life, but obviously staying within speed limit. So it's all about acceleration up to, within control, up to the speed limit of 30 or 40 and 40 or 16 and 60 or 70 and 70. Nobule, where are you?
We're sat in the car now.
Okay.
I can safely say we've got our seatbelts on.
Okay, can we have the window down so we can hear the car?
Yeah, so you can hear the engine.
Yeah.
But at the moment you can hear the heater. On Bongo's cold, so he's put the heater on.
Right.
But we can hear the engine. Let me put the phone outside, you can hear the engine.
Yeah, that's...
Can you hear that?
How many litres is it?
How many litres is it on Bongo?
3.2 supercharged.
3.2 supercharged.
3.2
supercharged.
Supercharged
bit, mate.
Okay, well, it gives you probably about another 100 brake horsepower.
It makes it faster.
Yeah.
I can't guess that much.
Forces,
I that
yeah.
by...
Forces right,
we're off now, anyway.
Okay, go on then.
Right.
Oh, God.
Can you hear the sound of that engine? Oh, Jesus! Oh, my God, she just did a kind of skiddy thing. Oh, God. I thought we were going to the shop.
Right, I'm pleased. He's on private property at the moment, if you're wondering. They're actually on the Kerrang car park at the moment, but I think they're leaving any minute now. We'll see them go past. Yeah, we're just seeing there. They are going past now.
So we're just taking a corner here onto a public road now.
That's it. Nobule, how is it? What's it like?
It's like when you go forward, it just jerks your back.
It's absolutely monstrous.
Yeah, the engine just...
Every car...
everybody in the jury court has now woken up.
What are you doing up there?
Prudence has weed herself.
Really?
She's just told me she's weed herself.
Is she going to take a mould of that as well with the chocolate?
Yes, can you mould your wee? So we have a very beautiful car that now stinks of pee.
Nobule, tell Mbongo he can drive anywhere because we're on the phone, so he can just keep driving if he wants.
We can keep driving if you want, Mbongo. Have I just realised something?
What?
Mbongo's got kind of a sports kind of seatbelt thing that goes over both shoulders.
Yeah.
Like a harness thing. And I've only got a normal seatbelt.
Yeah, but that's what no one cares about you.
That's what I'm kind of worried about.
Yeah, is there any way you can go where you can put his foot down slightly just to take the acceleration up quick?
We're trying to figure out there's a straight road. Do a left here, Mbongo.
This is ridiculous because Nobule's terrified of going in fast cars and this is
a
quick
as you
can
get. Do you know what? I actually... forgotten how terrified I am of getting in fast cars because I'm a bit of a wimp. Alright, I'm going to hold the phone outside. I hope you can hear it because to be honest with you, I've got no way of explaining just how loud this car is.
How quick is it?
It just jerks you. The moment it pulls you out.
I have no idea what's happening here.
See, the hard thing is that I want to hold on to, like, everything. Just, you know, I want to hold on for your life.
Nobule,
hand out of the car with my phone so you can hear the engine, and there's nothing actually to hold on to.
Have you ever been in a car so quick in your life?
Oh, no chance. My MGF is rubbish compared to this.
Absolutely.
And my old Fiat Brava, I mean, that wasn't even close.
I mean, nothing will come close to that, trust me. Supercharged, that's what you need, a supercharged BMW.
I mean, even though we're well within the speed limit here, because it's a dual carriageway.
Yeah.
just the revs are absolutely just flying every time he accelerates.
Do you know what I hate? I hate the stigma that's attached to BMWs. The problem is that I've always had with Beamers is the fact that, you know, you sometimes associate them with chavs, but the thing about them is that they are the most incredible engineering. I've worked on many cars and rebuilt quite a few of them, and BMW, have to say,
it's not the cars, though, is it? It's the drivers that people hate.
I know. It's such a shame.
Business people who get given them as company cars.
I know, it's a shame because the engineering is just second to none. Yeah, they're the strongest, best engineered cars on the planet,
well,
I think.
What's this thing on there? I've just realised there's a load of dials and things with flashing numbers. What's that, Bongo?
One of them is oil pressure.
What's that one of the number going up and down really crazy?
That's air to fuel ratio.
That's air to fuel ratio. Kim, what the hell does that mean?
Think about it, Nobule. How much air and fuel is being pumped into the engine?
It's called a
supercharger. Means you force air and fuel into the engine, and you know it's faster than you can normally just push it in with just under its normally aspirated engine.
All right, Tim, we're just about to do a standing start.
Right,
it's a standing start. What you call, isn't it?
When 3.5 seconds, standing. Not to 60. This is.
Well, I'm going to put the phone out the window.
Yeah.
Don't
put it out the window because it just the wind's too much.
Oh, you hear the wind? Okay, we'll do it from inside the car.
Go on then.
All right. Yep. Prudence has just fainted.
Nobule.
Prudence, come with us. I'm going to have to give her a breast massage and mouth-to-mouth thing. It's the only way to bring her around.
I think it'd be rather rude not
and
to.
And if it doesn't work, hell, I'll have a good time.
Nobule, thank Umbongo for that, will you?
Thank you, Umbongo.
See you back here in a minute. Right, he's on his way back now. Well, there we are. The programme's come to an end. Thank you very much to everyone who's joined us on the dance floor this evening. If you want any information about what's happening in there with Nobule, you can go to ca-at.co.uk, which is ca-automotive.co.uk, ca-at.co.uk. Also on the programme this evening...